From the Daily Mail, criminal charges are on the table in Alec Baldwin shooting case. Say prosecutors, as it emerges, crew were using actor's gun to shoot cans with live ammo just hours before tragic death on set. So this is an older story, and the reason I haven't talked about this to date is because there's a lot more information that's been coming out since this occurred, and I wanted to wait until then before I commented. So now I'm going to have my say on this. There's a lot more to talk about. So first of all, what the fuck is live ammunition doing on the set of a Western where live guns are being used? And what the fuck is it doing getting intermingled with fake rounds, with blanks? How the fuck? And by the way, the prosecutors are saying now that they know who put the fucking ammo in the guns, the actual live ammo, but they're not naming the person. But how does this happen? What the fuck are live rounds doing anywhere near a fucking movie set? It makes no sense. Anyway, criminal charges were on the table in fatal accidental shooting case by Alec Baldwin on a set of a Western film. They're on the table for who? For Alec Baldwin, who absolutely positively should go to jail because any fucking moron, any idiot that fucking waves a real gun around and points it at people and pulls the fucking trigger is guilty of malfeasance, of negligence. Criminally negligent fucking homicide. Well, I didn't know it was loaded. Anybody with half a brain that knows anything about handling guns knows that you treat guns as if they're always loaded. You never treat them like they're not loaded. You don't point guns at people, loaded or otherwise. Fucking idiot. Legal documents reveal Baldwin was pointing gun at a camera during her rehearsal on the Santa Fe set. No, he pointed the gun at a woman, and he killed her and wounded somebody else, okay? It then fired. Whoa. Okay, the gun didn't fire. He pulled the trigger. Let me explain something to you about guns, okay? Especially Old West guns, and these were not props. They call real guns on movie sets props, but they're real guns. If you put a real bullet in the fucking gun, it'll shoot it because it's a real fucking gun. They're calling it a prop because it's on the movie set, but it's a real gun. Guns don't fire by themselves. Okay? I know you leftist, libtard, retard morons out there that think the AR and AR-15 means assault rifle when it really means Armalite. Okay? I know you think that it means assault rifle, and I know you think an assault rifle is actually a real thing, even though any fucking weapon is a weapon. It's assault. Assault. You assault people with a weapon, it's an assault weapon. You assault somebody with a rifle, and it's an assault rifle. You assault someone with a handgun, it's an assault gun. I mean, it's a fucking, it's a word that means, it doesn't mean anything. It's an identifier without a distinction. Well, this is an assault rifle. This is not an assault rifle. What's the difference? Nothing. Well, wait, this one looks more scary. But is there any actual difference? No. Mechanically? No. The size of the round? No. In fact, the one that you call not an assault weapon is actually more powerful. Huh. That's interesting. But anyway, yeah. Guns don't shoot themselves, lefties. Okay? Guns don't shoot themselves, you libtard moron fucks. All right? Especially older guns. The Old West guns, they were double action, okay? You had to cock it. You had to actually pull the hammer back and cock it before you could pull the trigger and shoot it. So you had to actually go through more of a process than you do to fire a modern weapon. So it didn't just fire. It then fired. We're going to carry water for Alec Baldwin because he makes fun of Trump a lot and makes him look like a fool. Yeah, okay. Killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. Mm-hmm. So he didn't aim it at a camera. He aimed it at people and he pulled the fucking trigger. Paper State. Santa Fe County District Attorney Mary Carmack. Altwise, uh-oh, she's got a hyphenated last name. You know what that means? Feminist, Marx Marxist, cultural Marxist, SJW. So she's a lefty. Probably loves Alec Baldwin and hates Trump. So she gonna carry some water for him. Yeah, getting fired. That was probably her language. Guns can shoot damn seals. Hee hee hee. Moron. Insisted criminal charges have not been ruled out. But against who? Not against Baldwin, I'm sure. Affidavits containing statements state that Baldwin was handed a prop gun and told it was unloaded. Okay. That's irrelevant. You were the last line of defense. You, an actor, should be checking that fucking gun to verify that it's unloaded. You don't take other people's word for it, okay? You open the cylinder, because it's a revolver. You look inside. You make sure it's not live fucking rounds, yo. That's your responsibility. The weapon was one of three prop guns that film's rookie armor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed had set up. Yeah, little 23-year-old girl who had practically no experience with guns. Yeah, great. Wonderful choice. Good way to save money. Let's hire this nobody with no experience for the most important job on set besides that of the actual actors. And admittedly, more important because this person, it's their job to make sure people don't die. Criminal charges are on the table in a fatal accident shooting by actor Alec Baldwin on the set of a Western film, according to local prosecutors. Well, this is at least good publicity for that film, huh? Legal documents have revealed that Baldwin was drawing a gun across his body and pointing it at a camera during a rehearsal on the Santa Fe set of the film Rust when it fired. Okay, if it had been pointed at a fucking camera, it would have shot the camera, not the people, okay? Killing cinematographer Halnya Hitchens and injuring director Joel Souza. Yeah, come on. I think these were 45 rounds, by the way. 45 is a real powerful fucking round, yo. That's considered a high caliber round. Affidavits containing statements from Souza and camera operator Reed Russell state that Baldwin was handed a prop gun and was told it was unloaded. That's irrelevant. That is totally completely irrelevant. You don't point guns, unloaded or otherwise, at people and pull the motherfucking trigger. He pointed it at people. They're saying he pointed it at a camera. And then after he pointed it at the camera, he pointed it at the person and pulled the trigger. Yeah. Oh, they're telling you the truth. He pointed it at the camera. They're leaving out that after he pointed it at the camera, he pointed it at the cinematographer and then pulled the trigger. Oh, Lord. By the way, he's been on film sets before. He did that decent movie, actually. I think it was pretty good. The Shadow. He's been in lots of movies with guns. Even though he hates guns, he's made a lot of fucking bank off of movies where he played characters using fucking guns. He knows how to handle guns. He's supposed to know how to handle a fucking gun. It came after a crew member revealed a photo from the set was taken on the same day of the incident and shows Hutchins holding a camera while Baldwin stands in costume surrounded by crew members in the church setting. Santa Fe County District Attorney Mary Carmack at Wise, oh geez, the hyphenated last name, District Attorney again, yikes, has now revealed the criminal charges have not been ruled out, telling the New York Times that the firearm used in the incident was a legit and antique era appropriate gun, not a prop. Yeah. Well, it's a prop in the sense that it's being used in a movie set. Real guns. Why is there real ammo there? First Assistant Director David Halls had earlier told crew members that the revolver being handled by Baldwin, the film's lead actor and producer, was a cold gun. Okay, whoa, he's the film's producer? So he's not just acting in it. He's actually producing the film. Doesn't that mean then that he has more of a controlling role in the film? Doesn't that mean he has more responsibility for what happens, for what goes on in the production of the film, because he's the producer? So he has more responsibility, not less. Anyway, the prosecutor added that an enormous amount of bullets had been found on the set, and an investigation was needed into the nature of that ammunition. When she says amount of bullets, she's not talking about blanks. An enormous amount of real bullets? What the fuck? It follows reports that the gun the 63-year-old used to accidentally kill Hutchins was used by crew members to shoot a beer can just hours before the incident. I'm befuddled here. A gun that's being used, pointed at other people, is having live ammunition loaded into it just hours before and being used to shoot cans. My God. And by the way, accidental. Okay, I have a problem with this language. Accidentally killed Hutchins. How do we know it's an accident? Why are we even using this term accident? You're being irresponsible. Well, you know, I was out driving drunk, but I was told there were no people on the street anywhere. So the fact that I hit somebody ain't my fault. It's an accident because, there wasn't supposed to be anybody out there. But weren't you acting irresponsibly by driving drunk to begin with? No! No. Because, you know, I was told there was nobody on the street. But motherfucker, please. Accident? This is no accident. You don't point guns at people. Real guns, prop guns, doesn't matter. These were real guns? He had to know that. He has experience with firearms. Even though he's a libtard, lefty, retard, SJW moron, because he wants to continue to get film roles, even though he's something of a has-been, he still continues to get film roles because he did all those wonderful depictions of Trump and portrayed him as a bumbling fool on SNL all that long. So now there's his pay. Here is his payoff, movie roles, even though he's a has-been. He's an irrelevant actor. But he's worked with guns. He knows a real gun from a not real gun. He knew these were real guns. He knows you're not supposed to point real guns at people and pull the fucking trigger, which actually takes some work, okay? You have to cock the fucking thing, pull the trigger. You don't do that. That's irresponsible. That's not an accident. I was swinging around a sword, but I didn't know there was somebody standing behind me, yo! I spun around and lopped off their head, but I didn't know there was anybody around. It shouldn't have been a threat to anybody. I was told there was nobody there. I mean, what accident? Anyway, there's a picture of the set. Okay. Yeah, all right. Is that the cinematographer he shot? Is that the woman he killed? He killed, not accidentally? Okay, all right. Head electrician on Alec Baldwin's Rust has shared the final photo of Helena Hutchins on set in the church before she was shot dead. Yeah, there he is. There's the retard, libtard, idiot. Yeah, probably hates guns even more now that he's now used one to kill somebody. I don't know. But anyway, criminal charges are on the table in the fatal accidental shooting. Yeah. She's not a bad-looking broad either. Yeah. Anyway, well, yeah. Not a good-looking broad anymore. Corpse now, thanks to this guy. Oh, there's the armor. That's the armor. Purple and yellow hair, libtard, retard, 23-year-old child. This is your weapons expert, huh? Yeah. You know why she's there? Because her daddy was a well-known armor in Hollywood, so he got her the job. Yeah. I believe she had all of one other movie role, working on one other movie under her belt. Oh, what is this shirt? Tied up at the... oh my God, that shirt says it all. Hina Gutierrez Reed was seen for the first time as she paced outside her home on Monday. Yeah, that's the armor. Yeah. According to an insider with knowledge of the set, several crew members on the set had taken prop guns out for the morning of the incident to go plinking. A hobby in which people shoot at beer cans with live ammunition to pass the time. The individual, who spoke on condition of anonymity to the Rat, wants to continue to actually be able to work in Hollywood, added that the round of unsanctioned target practice occurred last Thursday. How could nobody know about this? They're actually shooting bullets at cans on the movie set. You're telling me Alec Baldwin didn't know? He's in his fucking trailer. He hears fucking bullets being shot. He hears rounds going off. What is that? I don't know. He doesn't know what's going on in the movie that he's producing? Really? Just hours before Baldwin discharged one of the weapons and shot both Hutchins and Souza. Wasn't the son of Bruce Lee killed in a similar manner? And I'll tell you what. The weapon was one of three prop guns that the film's rookie armor, Hina Gutierrez, had set up outside the set location on a gray cart in the desert near the city of Santa Fe. So, 23, 24-year-old She didn't check the guns. She didn't open the cylinder. She didn't check to make sure that the rounds in those guns were live or not. Wow, that's some good armor. Oh, man. Sousa, 48, was seen for the first time Tuesday since his release from hospital following the shooting. That's the guy that was wounded after the bullet passed through the cinematographer, killing her. He looked distraught as he sat in a car in Palo Alto, California, with a female companion. Well, he knows he's supposed to look distraught, okay? He's acting. Sousa, that's my opinion anyway. Sousa, who was shot in the shoulder in Thursday's tragedy, was released from the Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center in Santa Fe on Friday. He was seen near his San Francisco home. San Francisco home? Oh, God, another libtard. Holding his head in his hands in the passenger seat ahead of a press conference scheduled for Wednesday, at which more details of the accident will be revealed. He's playing for the cameras. He knows the paparazzi are there, so he's putting on a show for them. I'm supposed to look sad! yeah, there he is. Yeah. There. Oh, he's crying! Oh, look at that! He must feel bad. Yeah. He feels bad more people weren't shot. It's good publicity! Oh, yeah, look at him. Oh, yeah, I didn't see any tears. He's pretending to cry. Yeah, crocodile tears. Give me a break. Oh, now he's got a mask on. Oh, I got a virtue signal some more. Let me put that mask on. So Hutchins, 42, died of her injuries when Alec Baldwin, star of the Western, shot her dead. Well, that's an accurate representation of what happened. He did shoot her dead. Saying it was an accident, I think, is disingenuous and just plain wrong. Affidavits containing statements from Sousa and the camera operator Reed Russell state that Baldwin was handed a prop gun, told it was unloaded. Sousa told investigators with Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office that he heard what sounded like a whip and a loud pop. He noticed Hutchins grabbing her midsection as she stumbled backwards. She was assisted to the ground by other crew members, and Reed Russell, a camera operator, recalled Hutchins saying she could not feel her legs. Boy, that Alec Baldwin's got some good aim. That's some good aim for an accident, yo. Sousa on Saturday issued a statement saying, I am gutted. No, the woman was gutted. Actually, literally, gut shot. You just shot in the shoulder. I am gutted by the loss of my friend and colleague, Halinya. How do you pronounce the Halinya? Halinya? She was kind and vibrant and incredibly talented. Yeah, good looking, too. I wonder if Alec Baldwin got to hit that. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I'm just speculating. I'm just, just thinking here out loud. Yeah, she fought for every inch and always pushed me to be better. My thoughts are with her family at this most difficult time. I'm humbled and grateful by the outpouring of affection we have received from our filmmaking community. Yeah. The people of Santa Fe and the hundreds of strangers who have reached out, it will surely aid in my recovery. Yeah, got shot in the shoulder. It's a flesh wound, pal. Okay? Stop hamming it up, all right? According to a search warrant executed by Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office last week, Gutierrez Reed was the last person to handle the gun, leaving it along with the two other revolvers unattended on the cart in the early hours of October 21st. Isn't it the armorer's job to check these weapons? Aren't there supposed to be multiple checks and balances? And I think what happened is COVID had something to do with this. Because of COVID, they weren't allowed to get within 6 feet of each other. And COVID was restricting how many people handle the guns and the props because it could be spread by touch. So COVID killed somebody. Not the COVID itself, but the COVID mandates and restrictions on set that made it much more difficult for people to enact the necessary safety protocols that would have stopped this from happening. Oh, lovely. Then again, we don't know that the armorer would have checked these guns anyway. In fact, she still should have checked them. But if I had checked them, then I would have had to wipe them down with handy wipes. That would have been too difficult. It is at this point the insider reveals that a group of crew members took the weapons without the director and first director's knowledge and forgot to unload the firearms in question. But they should be getting checked before given to the actor. How are you? I'll get this. Baldwin was told they were cold. How do you know they're cold if you haven't checked them beforehand? That's the safety fucking protocol. You check them to make sure. And he should be checking it too. Because once the gun gets put into his hands, he's now responsible. He can't claim, oh, I didn't know. You should have looked. You were supposed to look, pal. I want to blame everybody else, though. I'm a libtard. That's what I do. That's what we do. We blame everybody else for our fuck-ups. That's... Representatives for the production of Rust did not immediately respond to DailyMail.com's request for comment on the matter. But in a previous statement issued to multiple outlets, Rust Movie Productions said the safety of our cast and crew is the top priority of Rust Productions and everyone associated with the company. Well, that's not true. If safety was your top priority, nobody would have died. The person who handed Alec Baldwin the gun said it was a called gun, but they didn't check it, and Alec Baldwin didn't check it either. You didn't follow proper safety protocols, and he was the producer. Rust Movie Productions, that's him! That's Alec Baldwin! He's the producer! He's not even following safety protocols, so how can you, Rust Movie Productions, say that your top priority is safety, and you're not following your own safety protocols? The producer isn't following them. It obviously isn't your top priority. Though we were not made aware of any official complaints concerning weapon or prop safety on set, we will be conducting an internal review of our procedures while production is shut down. Whoa. We were not made aware of official complaints? What does that mean? What about unofficial complaints? Wait. There had to be official complaints? What does that mean? What does that look like anyway? Oh, we weren't made aware of official complaints. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. You weren't made aware of official complaints. What does an official complaint on a movie set entail? From what I understand, there were people who quit. Somebody quit this very day, I believe, based on safety issues, safety concerns. Multiple people quit this movie, from what I understand, because of safety concerns. But because the complaint wasn't filed, or their complaints weren't filed in an official manner, whatever the fuck that means, you weren't aware? Okay, whatever. They'll be conducting an internal review. Yeah, that's really going to yield some amazing fruit there. I kill somebody. I will investigate myself so I can find evidence against myself to put myself in jail. Oh yeah, that's gonna work out real well. We will continue to cooperate with the Santa Fe authorities in their investigation and offer mental health services to the cast and crew during this tragic time. It's too bad you didn't care that much about safety. Too bad you didn't care as much about safety as you do about this aftercare for people's mental fucking health. An assault on their mental health that you created with your lack of concern for safety. However, an actor on the film set directly contradicted the company statement.
Of course. Yeah.
Revealing to TMZ Tuesday that filming often felt life-threatening. Interesting. A sentiment that was then echoed by other members of the production. But that's not official. Whoa, that's not official. Oh, I wasn't aware. Notice they didn't say they weren't aware. Or did they say they weren't aware? We were not made aware of any official complaints. Were you made aware of unofficial complaints? Oh, they don't address that. The actor Ian A. Hudson told the outlet that he felt particularly terrified filming a scene where his character was gunned down by a crowd of other actors using nearly a dozen guns, all of which were real. Yeah, that sounds terrifying. I actually did feel the blanks hitting my face and my body. I could feel the wind from the shotgun being discharged, the actor said. It was heavy, it was strong, it was life-threatening. It felt too surreal. Yeah, this don't sound right to me. Don't, when a gun is being fired, don't they shoot it at, like, you know, plexiglass if there's a camera behind the glass and it's not actually pointed at the person, and then they switch the shot and then they have the person being shot, but the person isn't actually being directly shot by the blank? It's not actually directly shooting. It sounds like this movie had blanks being directly shot into people. But it's so safe. What do you expect when you get a libtard know nothing about guns like fucking Alec Baldwin producing the damn thing? Even though he should know more about guns than he does, having used them so much in prior movies. But anyway,
It comes as the head electrician on Baldwin's Rush shared the final photo of Hutchins filming on the set in the church in which she was shot dead by Baldwin. Serge Savetnoy was standing next to the cinematographer when she was killed during rehearsals as Alec Baldwin practiced drawing the weapon in the church pew and it accidentally fired. Stop saying that! Stop carrying water for Alec Baldwin! I know you people at the Daily Mail are libtard, SJW, moron leftist, and you want to carry water for him because he did such a good job parodying Trump and making him look like a fool on SNL. But I got news for you. He wasn't an accident. Well, he didn't mean it to happen, so it was an accident. Wait. Is it an accident when a drunk driver runs somebody over? Is that an accident? Does the person get off the hook then? No. They send them to jail for criminally negligent homicide. They get 20 fucking 30 years in addition to the serious felony penalties that apply to driving while intoxicated. You act irresponsibly behind the wheel of a car, you get sent to jail for 30 years. You act irresponsibly with a gun and it's an accident? What the fuck are you talking about? The experienced crew member has since described the harrowing moment he held his friend in his arms as she lay dying while she bled over his hands. She was shot in the chest, while director Joel Souza was also wounded, and she stumbled back before collapsing, saying, "I can't feel my legs." Jesus Christ, penning an emotional post in tribute to his friend, Svetnoy blamed her death on negligence on Baldwin's part and unprofessionalism on Baldwin's part, and the armorer as well, whoever handed him the fucking gun as well, saying it was a cold gun, but they didn't check to verify that, as he blasted those responsible for not doing their jobs properly and claimed producers hired an inexperienced armorer. Well, there's that too. She's 24 years old. As far as I know, she had one fucking movie role before this, and it was a very short stint. And she knows almost nothing about guns. He wrote, "Yes, I was standing shoulder to shoulder with Hanya during this fatal shot that took her life and injured the director Joel Souza. I was holding her in my arms while she was dying. Her blood was on my hands." Yeah, geez, he's really playing it up for the cameras, isn't he? "I do not wish anyone to go through what I went through, what her husband, Match Hutchins, and her son, Andros, went through, and the actor, Alec Baldwin." Whoa, what he went through? He's the killer. Do you ask people to feel sympathy for the drunk fucking driver? "Well, you know, I was drunk flying that plane, and it crashed, and I was able to jump out in my fucking, parachute. I pulled the emergency, the safety, and it shot me out of the plane, but 300 people died. I was drunk. Plane crashed because of that, but it was an accident. Feel sympathy for me." Exxon Valdez, how about that? That drunk fucking guy slalom him with some fucking icebergs and he crashed that fucking thing. Killed tons of fucking wildlife. Killed tons of fucking aquatic life. Shitload of fucking pollution. Cost hundreds of millions of dollars to clean that mess up. Oh, we should feel sympathy for him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He went through a lot. That was his fault. Yeah, and Alec Baldwin, who had been handed the gun on set. I don't care. He was irresponsible. He has to live with the thought that he took the life of the human being because of unprofessional people. Like him! You're implying that he wasn't unprofessional as well. The electrician said Gutierrez Reed, who was named on Friday as the person who loaded Baldwin's vintage Colt pistol, was too young to be doing her job. It was the 24-year-old armorer. She loaded the gun. So either there were live rounds left in it before from plinking, or she loaded it with live rounds accidentally. So either there were live rounds left over and she didn't check the gun, or she loaded it herself with live rounds. What? How is she in armor? This should be the last fucking job she gets anywhere. As an armorer anyway. Let her work as a barista at a fucking Starbucks. Maybe she won't fuck that up. Holy shit. I'm sure that we had the professionals in every department but one, the department that was responsible for the weapons. What is Baldwin doing taking a real gun and pointing it at people? And do you think he didn't know that they were using these guns during off hours to plink? This is a 45.
45 is one of the most powerful handguns in the fucking world. Why do you think the 1911, which is a 45 caliber, was so fucking popular, was used for over 100 fucking years by the military? Because it's a shitty gun? No, because it's a good fucking gun with a real big fucking bullet that does shit tons of damage and is real loud. You think you didn't know that these guns were being used, played with, in the off hours? Come on. Come on. He's the producer of the film. Don't tell me he didn't know what's going on, and if he doesn't know what's going on, he's also to blame, because he's not being kept abreast or keeping himself abreast of what's happening on his movie set. He's the producer. Anyway, there is no way a 24-year-old woman can be a professional with armory. I agree. There's no way that her more or less the same age friend from school, neighborhood, Instagram, or God knows where else can be a professional in this field. I agree. And she wasn't, by the way. The experienced crew member called on producers to ensure such an accident. And by the way, he's the producer. Alec Baldwin hired her. He okayed her. That also makes it, he's also blamed for that. So the inexperienced crew member called on producers to ensure such an accident is never... The experienced crew member called on producers to ensure such an accident is never repeated by hiring qualified staff who know how to be safe on potentially dangerous sets. It's a little late, isn't it? I mean, you were trying to save a few dineros by hiring somebody who either that or you did it for diversity points. So isn't she a lesbian, SJW, woke, young woman? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sure that has nothing to do with why she got hired. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure they were looking to hire somebody on merit. She has no experience, and she's 24, and knows almost nothing about guns, so let's hire her to be a gun expert. Yeah. He said, to save a dime sometimes, you hire people who are not fully qualified for the complicated and dangerous job, and you risk the lives of other people who are close, and your lives as well. But that's what the left does. They don't believe in merit, remember? Merit-based hiring? No, 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 no. That's racist. That's sexist. I understand they always fight for the budget, but you can't allow this to happen. Yeah, that's like the one place you wouldn't want to save money. Okay? There should always be at least one professional in each department who knows the job. It is an absolute must to avoid such a tragedy like the tragedy with Halnyuk. Yeah. You would think it would be common sense to, you know, look in a gun and make sure that it's, like, not loaded before you point it at people. Yeah. Not so with leftoids. Yeah. Svetnoy finished off his post by saying, we all love Halnya. May God bless her soul. Mm, yeah. Most of you are godless heathens, so. Do you really believe in God? No. His comments came as Gutierrez Reed was pictured for the first time at her Arizona home since the fatal shooting. Shouldn't she be in cuffs? Shouldn't Alec Baldwin be in cuffs too, by the way? Yeah, not going to happen though, of course. She's a diversity hire. Young, female, feminist with multicolored hair, so she ain't going to jail. And Baldwin, nah. No, 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 no. He's too much of a Trump critic. He's not going to go to jail either. So who's going to go to jail? We'll see if anybody does. I doubt anybody will. Exclusive DailyMail.com photo showed her pacing outside her home and speaking on the phone before dashing back inside and refusing to answer the door. What's she doing going outside? Who does she live with that she has to go outside and smoke? You know what I think? She probably just went outside so she could fake looking bereaved and upset for the cameras and then rush back inside. That's what all these people do for the press when something fucked up like this happens. Yeah. They're all actors to a certain degree, including this girl. She also appeared in a photo posted by Hutchins to her Instagram page showing the whole crew 2 days before she was killed. According to a police warrant, the Colt was one of the three pistols left on a table. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For anybody to have access to. Just sitting out there. Anybody could have come by and loaded those bullets into that thing. Ay, ay, ay. Cops say Baldwin was practicing drawing the weapon when it fired. Guns don't pull their own triggers or point themselves at people. He pointed it at someone and pulled the fucking trigger. And he had to cock it too. Fatally hitting. He fired it. He fatally shot the cinematographer. After the shooting, the armorer took possession of the gun and a spent casing, which were then turned over to police, along with other prop guns and ammunition used on the set. And from what I read, the live rounds were stored with the fake rounds, with the blanks, they're all mixed together. What the fuck? Oh, you're just asking for this kind of shit to happen. And there's the armor. There's your armor. What the fuck? This is an uber mega feminist. She's got silver vampire fang implants, pierced
lip, probably pierced nose, green hair, purple hair, yellow hair, tattoos all fucking over her, goth looking thing. That's your prop master? How many guns does she handle? What the fuck? That's insane. The armor should be some old dude who's been shooting guns competitively, non-competitively, hunting, knows everything about guns, could put a gun back together blindfolded after taking it apart, blindfolded, any fucking gun, who's been handling guns for 60 fucking years. Not some little 24-year-old girl who actually has no experience and is terrified of guns, by the way. She did her own words. I'm terrified of guns, but I'm a gun expert. Okay. Whatever. So the story goes on to say, Rust was only the second movie Gutierrez Reed, the 24-year-old armor, has worked on. And sources on the set described her as inexperienced and green. Well, that's who you want handling weapons, right? That are real. And have live rounds mixed with the blanks. That's who you want. Yeah. According to her LinkedIn page, she most recently worked as a videographer at Synthfire, a California-based news and media company, and as a documentary filmmaker for the city of Flagstaff in Arizona. The fuck does that have to do with guns? Oh, nothing. She worked as an armorer for Yellowstone Film Ranch between March and June. March, April, May, June. So 3 to 4 months. But according to the page, stopped working there 3 months before filming for Rust started in October. Gutierrez Reed had only recently left Northern Arizona University, where she studied creative media and film between 2017 and 2020. Where's the weapons expertise? I'm not seeing it here, yo. She's the daughter of legendary Hollywood armorer Thel Reed, 78. Aha! Nepotism! And now the story is starting to make a little more sense. Gutierrez Reed previously worked on Nicolas Cage's movie The Old Way, admitting beforehand that she wasn't sure she was ready in a podcast interview. She wasn't sure she was ready. I know you're not ready. You're obviously not ready. People got killed. She said, I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready, but doing it, it went really smoothly. You mean nobody died? That doesn't mean it went smoothly, sweetheart. Oh, man. She also admitted in the podcast interview she found loading blanks into a gun the scariest thing because she did not know how to do it and had sought help from her father. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So your father should be doing it, not you. Well, I need a job. I'm a diversity hire, you see. I'm a wayman, and I should not get the job just because I'm a wayman. But while Gutierrez Reed thought the job had gone smoothly, sources told the Daily Beast that the rookie armorer was unsafe and had handed a gun to 11-year-old actress Ryan Kira Armstrong. What? Okay, so she clearly doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. And she knows so little about what she's doing that she thinks she did a good job. Talk about ignorance is bliss. She's given guns to 11-year-olds. And I'm going to guess that wasn't part of the scene. Here's a gun! What the fuck? That's insane! Hey, a little 11-year-old, here's a gun. I want you to think I'm cool. The source said she was a bit careless with the guns, waving them around every now and again. There were a couple times when she was loading the blanks and doing it in a fashion that we thought was unsafe. Insane. Insane! And they're not even quote-unquote armorers, and they know what she's doing is unsafe. The insider added that they had seen her loading a gun on pebble-strewn ground, which has the potential to be dangerous for her and handing off the gun to arms. Okay, so that's insanity. Let me explain something to you. Blanks just make a loud noise, but they have powder loaded into them. They are explosive. And if there's something in the chamber, guess what's going to happen to that something? It's going to be propelled from the gun at high velocities, and it will be a projectile. So she's loading a gun on pebble-strewn ground. Guess what could happen? Pebble could get into the chamber. You fire a blank. You put a fucking rock into somebody's head and they die. Hello? You don't do that. Ay, ay, ay. That's insane. She was reloading the gun on the ground while there were pebbles and stuff. We didn't see her check it. We didn't know if something got in the barrel or not. And neither did she. Apparently, she got lucky. Nobody died, though, so that's smooth. Oh, Yeah. Meanwhile, sources on the Rust set have said the fatal incident was a result of production failings from top to bottom, and Alec Baldwin was the producer, so it's his fault as well. It's his failure. The story continues by saying Zack Knight, a pyrotechnic and special effects engineer, who is a member of Local 44, told DailyMail.com on Friday that Hutchins' death was caused by a cascade of failures by multiple people. Yes, it's not just the fault of the armor. There should never have been live rounds on the movie set. Yeah. That's number one. Number two is every single person on the movie set has a right to inspect a weapon before it's fired. And number three is there's no reason to ever put a person in front of a weapon that's firing. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. And they did this multiple times for this fucking movie. Lovely. And oh, that's just wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So some pictures from the set. Gutierrez Reed on the left. With normal hair, she got the hair made abnormal, I guess, at some point during the production. There's the little child handling a gun in a not-so-safe manner. There she is again. And, of course, she's fat. She's overweight. Multiple piercings. So we know she's a feminist. So we know she's anti-gun, hates guns. What the fuck is she doing as an armor? Well, it's a job. It pays money. Anybody could do it. Yeah, apparently not. Apparently not. The story goes on by saying sources added that the assistant director Halls, who handed the gun to Baldwin, told him it was safe, should have checked the weapon. Everybody who handled that fucking gun should have checked it. He was supposed to be our last line of defense and he failed. One of the sources on set said he's the last person that's supposed to look at that firearm. No. The actor who gets the gun handed to them is the actual last line of defense. I just love how every motherfucker is running interference for anti-Trump suffering from TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, Alec Baldwin. They were all running interference for this fucking guy. He's the last line of defense. The story goes on to say a Rust production source told the Daily Mail that there were at least two previous incidents of guns being accidentally discharged by other crew members on set before Thursday's tragic incident. What was that the producer, the Rust production company, said about safety? We have had no official complaints. But you had to have known about these two previous incidences of guns discharging. Jesus Christ. That's insane. Insane. I love this cavalier laissez-faire attitude these people have around guns. And it's idiots like this that are the problem with guns, not guns themselves. Rust crew members claimed that there were several complaints made against the armor on the set and that at least six fed-up people had walked off the set prior to Gutierrez Reed handing Baldwin the gun that killed Hutchins. The story goes on to say the crew made their complaints directly to assistant director Dave Hall, who's named in the search warrant. So there were official complaints. This is not official. We have certain very particular forms you must fill out for it to be technically official. Oh, as the person who handed Baldwin the gun that killed Hutchins and told him it was safe and demanded all the discharges were documented. Uh-huh. All of us yelled at him, that better be on the production report. These guys are irresponsible and shouldn't be here, a production source said. That should be an automatic grounds for termination on a union film set. You should be gone. The first time that a gun went off without telling anybody, that whole department should have been replaced immediately. Clearly, production thought better of it, decided to roll the dice and pay the ultimate price. So there were prior incidences of guns going off, of unsafe handling of firearms, and nothing was done. Nothing was done. Yeah, everything was fine until it wasn't. So Deadline also cites an unnamed source who said a gun had gone off in a cabin while someone was holding it days prior to the shooting that killed Hutchins. Who was that person? I bet you it was the armorer. What? Do they think guns are toys? A gun had two misfires in a closed cabin. Seems like there were more than two incidences of guns going off, supposedly accidentally. They just fired loud pops. The person was just holding it in their hands, and it went off. Guns don't just go off. You have to load them and pull the trigger. And these are really old fucking guns, so you gotta load them, cock it, pull the trigger. There's a 3-step fucking process, yo. So there's Alec Baldwin after the incident, supposedly all broken up. Yeah, he's acting for the camera, if you ask me. Is this how I should look? My sociopathic ass? I really don't know how to look sad or aggrieved. I know how other people look sad or aggrieved, so, you know, the sociopath I am, I will pull out my acting chops and put on a good show. So he's bent over there, supposedly sobbing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crocodile tears. I don't buy any of it. So there you go. There you go. My thoughts on what happened on the Rust set. None of this was an accident, okay? The actions that led up to this occurrence were intentional by unqualified people, which doesn't mean accident. You don't point guns at people, live rounds, not live rounds. You don't point them at people and then pull the trigger, loaded or unloaded. Alec Baldwin acted in a very irresponsible way. As the producer, as the actor, he was the final line of defense. He failed. The director failed. The armorer, so-called armorer, who is anything but, and got the job merely through nepotism and then wanting to save a few bucks, was inept. Yes, this could have been avoided. But that would have required hiring a good armorer and teaching these ignorant fucks the ins and outs of how to handle guns, even though Alec Baldwin has been in Hollywood for decades and handled tons of guns, and he should know safety protocols. But apparently he chose to ignore them and act flippantly, act glibly with real guns, and this is the consequence. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. Is Alec Baldwin equally to blame? Does he share equal blame with the armorer and the director who declared the gun a cold gun? Let me know in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, please go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. I could really use your help.